students at the West Virginia University School of Medicine Martinsburg campus are getting a side dish of cooking lessons along with their regular medical training. As Cecilia Mason reports, the Eastern Division campus is teaching future doctors about nutrition.
The WVU Medical School's Eastern Division is trying to fill a void in doctor education through a new class called MedChef. The 14 students who are currently earning degrees in the Eastern Panhandle are taking the class. Associate Dean for Student Services, Dr. Rosemarie Cannarella-Lorenzetti, says medical students have not traditionally learned about nutrition.
In biochemistry in their second year, they're taught a little bit about how glucose is uptaken by the cell and how the muscles utilize glucose or stored sugars like glycogen and those kinds of things. But when you ask a typical third-year student what kind of diet advice they give to the patient, they usually said, oh, we're told we're not supposed to do that. That's supposed to come from dietitians. And certainly in my over 30 years of practice as a family doctor, patients ask me all the time for advice about eating.
Family medicine professor Dr. Mark Cucuzella says the goal is to arm future doctors with information they can pass along to patients when necessary.
I don't see in a 15-minute clinic visit a doctor's going to break out a fry pan and start chopping vegetables. But if, you know, what we'd like to do is connect the dots.
Cucuzella says those dots can include information about nutrition, what foods are healthy, or even what cooking classes are available in the community. He says eating right is the first step to maintaining a healthy weight, and those who are not overweight can often avoid diseases like diabetes or heart attacks.
We have all this awesome new technology to take care of all these, you know, really bad things people are getting now. But I think, you know, part of our mission is let's not have to send people for all these things too. And let's, you know, not send them for the cardiac bypass or stent. Let's prevent it.
The students and their professors took a cooking class at Blue Ridge Community and Technical College where they learned how to make dishes like California rolls and chocolate brownies with healthier ingredients. Lorenzetti says another lesson focused on how to ask a patient's eating habits in a non-judgmental way.
One time we took the whole afternoon and we were just working with the students on how do you take a nutrition history from a patient. I mean, I challenge all of you to think about the last time you went for a checkup for the doctor and they asked, what do you eat?
Students Rob Shangalini from Annapolis, Maryland, and Wade Gilmore from Elkins say the information they're learning will help them be better doctors.
You can't have somebody walk into your office and then you explain to them 10 recipes. Like that's just, there's no time for that in a clinic setting. But you do want them to make the right decision. So something like telling them to stay on the perimeter of the grocery store where all the fresher foods and ingredients are. If you give them simple rules like that, then generally you're going to just kind of eat healthier anyway.
I think there are a lot of misconceptions about nutrition that are out there. So I think as a future doctor, it's very important to learn how to be healthy, how to eat healthy, what good nutrition actually means. So in the future, when I'm in my clinic, I want to be able to know the right types of things to tell my patients to help them lead healthier lives and to eat healthier because nutrition has an absolutely massive impact on the well-being of your patients.
For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Cecilia Mason in Martinsburg.